Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In our ongoing series, Beneath the Surface, Pastor Ed Young addresses the power of choice in controlling our thoughts. Join us for today's message, Reeling Them In, to discover how we can transform our minds one thought at a time. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's newest book, A Path Through Pain, at edyoung.com. With refreshing vulnerability and power, A Path Through Pain shares their family's journey from sorrow and anger to hope and healing after the tragic and sudden loss of their daughter. As they share their incredible perspective, they will inspire and equip you to believe that there is purpose in your pain, even if you can't see that purpose yet. Now, let's get into today's message called Reeling Them In. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
I've been talking about thoughts. We've been talking about thoughts that we have. We've been talking about the fact that we have 60,000 thoughts per day. Now, I want you to think about that. 60,000 thoughts per day. I have those thoughts and you have those thoughts. And thoughts come from anywhere and everywhere. But here's the depressing news. 75% of your thoughts and mine are negative. No wonder we have a sin nature. No wonder the Bible says we have this fallenness. Even science tells us. So doing the math, we have right at 22 million thoughts per year. That's 22 million decisions that I make and decisions that you make. Because when you have a thought, you have an attitude, right? And from the attitude, you've got action. And from action, you have achievement. You're either doing what God wants you to do, thinking the way God wants you to think, or not. We're not going to think pure thoughts and godly thoughts every time we think. I hope you know that. Because we're imperfect. We're swimming with sharks. Thought sharks. We have the ability to think thoughts. Thought sharks. We either feed the sharks or starve the sharks. I fished for great whites 4 times in my life. 3 times I got skunked, and 1 time we hit pay dirt. So again, I tell you, don't leave here and go, oh man, I had an impure thought. Oh man, my thought patterns are not really what they should be. That's part of our sanctification. Sanctification happens once we receive Christ. Sanctification is being set apart. It's growing in Christ. So you're not gonna be perfect, nor am I, until we get to the other side. So do this with me. 1, 2, 3. That's a sigh of relief. But I don't wanna leave you hanging. I wanna tell you and teach you, as I'm working on this myself, about how God can change our thought patterns. I wanna talk to you briefly about the miracle of thinking. I Googled this yesterday, in fact. Where do our thoughts come from? I got 2 billion results. And I began to read all of these articles by scientists and psychiatrists and sociologists and philosophers, and they were puzzled. No one knows where thoughts come from. But the Bible tells us God made us in his image. We have the capacity to think. And we're going to find out we can tap into the mind of Christ. Now, it's great, you know, Anthony Robbins and his friends, they have some good stuff to say and some of the other positive thinking personalities. But if you think about it, if you look inside yourself, if you say, I'm just going to believe in myself, I'm looking in a polluted ocean, you know? I have to submit my life, my mind, my thoughts to God. I receive Christ. I have this capacity to have the mind of Christ. And when I'm thinking right, I'm acting right. When I'm thinking wrong, I'm acting wrong. We have 60,000 thoughts a day. God's thoughts about you blow that out of the water. The Bible says in Psalm 139:17, how precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them? Well, in this introductory part of this talk, I'm going to throw out just a couple of things for you to ponder, okay? Do you like to ponder? Do you like to think about things? Number one, if you're taking notes, if we don't have the mind of Christ, we're out of our minds. Do you ever drive around and look and you go, that guy's out of his mind. That driver's out of her mind. You work with someone. My boss is out of his mind. Your fraternity brothers, they're out of their mind. Why? Because they don't have the mind of Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 28, the Apostle Paul kind of cleared this up when he said, they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God. So God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do what ought not to be done. Finally, God will just give people over to a depraved mind. And you look around our world today, people are out of their mind. No wonder. So if you don't know Christ personally, you're out of your mind, biblically speaking. Out of their mind. So I want to be in my right mind. So the second statement I'll throw out is when we have the mind of Christ, which many of us do, we're in our right mind. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, let's read it again together. 1, 2, 3. We have the mind of Christ. So again, I've got the capacity. You have the capacity for the mind of Christ. For your mind to work right, you've got to have the mind of Christ. You've seen these studies where we use only a small percentage of our brain. I'm sure you've read that or heard that in some biology class or you read some scientific journal. And that's true. I do, however, believe when we graduate from this life to heaven, we'll have full usage of our brain, but that's another message. Here's the third statement. If we're in Christ, our minds can be transformed. Check out Romans 12:2. So be transformed by the renewing of your what? Mind. The ocean between my ears. That's where the game is played. So the apex predators, they swim in the oceans of our minds. Here's the fourth statement. We have the capacity to think how God thinks, as I've been saying over and over. I can think with the perspective and the plan and the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ if I have the mind of Christ. How sweet is that? Colossians 3:2. It says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We're halfway through today's incredible message, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. As a token of our gratitude for supporting the Creative Connection, we have a special gift for you. we'd love to send you a complimentary copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's newest book, A Path Through Pain. This is a powerful book they wrote after the sudden death of their oldest daughter, Lee Beth. They share profound truth that even in the darkest moments, pain and joy can coexist. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. And if today's message has touched your heart, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
A brilliant quote by W.M. Thackeray. If you sow a thought, you reap a deed. If you sow a deed, you reap a habit. If you sow a habit, you reap a character. And if you sow a character, you reap a destiny. My thoughts determine my attitudes. My attitudes determine my actions, and my actions determine my achievements, and my achievements determine the course of my life. It's in the brain. It's in the mind. Our heart, you have the seat of emotions. You have the seat of intellect, the seat of our will, and from our heart, we think these thoughts. But see, those sharks want to come in and separate the heart from the mind, and that is when we get anxiety and depression and all sorts of situations. I keep going back, though, to 22 million thoughts a year. Are we allocating those thoughts? Or are we just going, I'm just going to spend them however I want. I don't know. I did this thought came here, and I'll kind of chase this. And, oh, that feels good over there. And I, 22 million. I'm so glad the Bible tells us how to allocate our thoughts. The Apostle Paul, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, gives us six adjectives, six areas where we can allocate our thoughts. I'm so glad he did. And Paul wrote this book while he was in prison. And you know what the book is about, Philippians? It's about outrageous, contagious joy. I wrote a book about it. How could he do that? He wasn't singing Folsom and Prison Blues. He was singing about joy. And he wrote this text in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And I want to break down these adjectives. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, say that word with me. Yes. Say it again. Yes. Say it like you mean it. Yes. About such things. Now, the Bible, much of the New Testament was written in Koine Greek. And in seminary, I took Koine Greek and Hebrew at the same time. Only God gave me the ability to pass. But I want to break these words down in the Greek. And these are six areas where we can allocate our thoughts. Let's go through these six adjectives. Thought allocation. You ready for this first one? True. Whatever's true. Is it true? That's the opposite of being dishonest. True. I want to be truthful. I want to be honest. The Bible says you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. God is truth. He doesn't have to act true to be true. It's intrinsic to who he is. What's the thought shark? that tries to attack my truth? The bull shark. Those thoughts that are just full of bull, you know? Deception. Diabolical. I surprise myself at some of those bull shark thoughts that I have. And you do too. But see, if I'm first thinking about what is true, I can't think about what is true and the bull shark thought at the same time. You feeling me? Okay, the next one is noble. What is noble in the original Greek? It's dignified. It's something that is worthy. I have an opportunity to think about what is true, to think about what is noble. Okay, what's the thought shark? Hammerhead. Hammerhead shark, just rebellious. We have a spirit of rebellion in our culture. Have you noticed? Our educational system applauds it. Our culture says, that's the way to go. So many people have authority issues. God has placed authority in our lives in every sector. Get under the authority that God has placed in your life, and you're going to soar. When you are hammerheading it, no, it's not going to work. The next adjective, number three, right. We can think about what is right. That's God's standard. Holiness. The Bible says that we're holy because God is holy. We're set apart. We're righteous. Pure. Purity is another one. We think on purity. That means wholesome. That's another area where we think. What is wholesome? Well, what attacks that? The nurse shark. People think nurse sharks are docile. Are you kidding me? They probably drown more divers and snorkelers than any other sharks. They kind of swim up to you. They're kind of brown colored, big old bucket head, you know. You can't really see the teeth very well. You kind of pat them. I'll feed him a little fish. Here, Mr. Nurse Shark. Boom! All of a sudden, they'll latch on. They're called the pit bull of sharks. They will not let go. A 5-foot nurse shark can drown anyone here. They won't let go. So you got a 5-foot, let's say 100-pound nurse shark, you can swim. Oh, really? You can fight that thing off? First of all, you can't fight it off. And secondly, you can't swim with 100 pounds to the top of the water. You're in trouble. A nurse shark is deceptive. They look one way, but they act another. You know, passive aggressive, you know what I'm saying to you? And we have these sharks we have to fight off, don't we? How about lovely, another adjective? That's a thought that should promote peace. The antithesis to that is the tiger shark. Tiger sharks eat humans because they think humans are turtles. They love turtles, and think about it, a silhouette of a turtle, silhouette of someone on a raft or a surfboard, tiger sharks will take you out. I caught a tiger shark a couple of years ago, and this thing must have gotten into some fight with another one because his whole jaw was kind of twisted. But tiger sharks have that explosive anger. They're just out of control. Now we know the Bible says, be angry and do not sin. There's a righteous anger, but you know what I'm talking about. Another adjective, the last one, if you're keeping score, is admirable. That means positive and constructive as opposed to negative and deconstructive. What's the shark thought that I deal with there? The lemon shark. Lemon sharks, sour, negative. They're the only sharks with two dorsal fins. And people, well-meaning people, sometimes catch you know, lemon sharks and think they can hold them. Well, you can hold a lot of lemon sharks and nothing will happen. But a good friend of mine who's a captain, he was holding one. He had a rope on his tail. He was getting ready to release it. And in a nanosecond, the shark came back, almost bled out. Are you feeding one of these thought sharks? Or are you starving the thought sharks and feeding the thoughts that God wants you to feed on? Are you feeding on the Word of God? Because when we feed on the Word of God, God will give us the ability to reel shark thoughts in. To reel them in. We reeled in this Leviathan. In fact, the reason we caught the fish drug our boat around the ocean for maybe 2 hours, and it finally just got tired out, and we reeled it in. That's how we caught it. People wonder, how did you catch that? He just drugged the boat around. And it's weird being drugged around by a shark. I mean, the boat was making a wake as we followed the shark. How do you fish for sharks or shark thoughts or thought sharks? You have to understand the take. You've got to take these thoughts and make them captive. Name your shark. Then you have to have tension on the line, on the rod and reel. Then you've got to turn the reel. But remember, you pull, and at the apex of your pull, you reel. You pull and you reel. We only had about a 130-pound test line. That means it would break at 130 pounds. So we set our drag on about 60 pounds, which if the shark surges, he'll, you know, almost pull you in. So that's how you're able to catch a fish. It's the pull, the drag, the tension, the lifting and turning, the weight of the boat. Then we tame these thoughts, tag these thoughts, and trace them. That's it. Shark thoughts or godly thoughts. Isn't it great that God didn't just have a thought about you and me? Isn't it great that He loves us more than we'll ever even understand? That's His attitude from His thought. Then He took action by doing the unimaginable, by sending Jesus to live and to die on a cross and rise again. Then 3 days later, He rose again. So you got His thought, His attitude, His action, His achievement, conquering death. And then we either receive the life now and the life eternal or not. You've had a thought, right? Act on the thought. Give your life to Christ, and then you'll know how to navigate beneath the surface.
Thank you for being with us today on The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We hope this message has equipped you with great biblical tools to empower you as you understand thought predators and how you can have victory. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering you a free copy of A Path Through Pain by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. Visit edyoung.com to claim your book and learn more about how you can support Ed Young Ministries. Join us next time as Pastor Ed continues the series Beneath the Surface, as we discover how in an insane, out-of-control world, we can swim confidently. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be a part of what God is doing through the Creative Connection. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.